Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. Special feature here, My name is Roger here in Okotoks, Alberta, Canada, where it is 6:03 p.m. and should be 8:03 p.m. in Ottawa, somewhere there. And it is 2 a.m. in Zambia, wherever you are listening us from. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. And this is a special conference call, Zambia-Canada Dual Citizenship Policy Discussion. And in attendance this evening is Mrs. Musata Kaunda, who is Chargé d'Affaires for the High Commission in Ottawa. A good number of us are already in. Let's just check who is in, and those who are going to use Zambian time while they are in Canada, they will find us while we are already have started. Let me begin in my neighborhood, 403, last four numbers, 7877. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias here.
But Bamusha, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Area code 19, last four numbers 1220. Good afternoon or good evening.
Good evening. We're here, Christian.
Yes. Yeah. Who's on the call, please?
That's Christian. Christian Kasungu.
Christian Kasungu, where are you calling from, brother?
I'm calling from Ottawa. Basically, I guess I'm in Gatineau, Quebec of Canada, but we're just across the bridge from Ottawa here.
Yeah, good
Canada.
To have you, my brother. Yes, good to have you. Okay. 613, last four numbers, 4400. Good evening.
Good evening. This is the Zambia High Commission in Ottawa. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yeah. Is this Mrs. Banda?
That's right. Good evening or good afternoon to everyone.
Depending where you are.
Depending where we are.
Yes,
good evening to ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how many ladies or gentlemen we have today.
Okay, we'll find out soon.
We just want to let you know that... We are pleased that everybody is able to participate and share in the discussions on the consultative forum for the diaspora. So we leave the ball in your court, and we're open to listen to everything that you have to say. I'm here with my first secretary political, Mr. Crispin Chivawe. So that's two of us in attendance right now.
All right. Okay, I've another call. People calling me on the cell phone. I'm sure they want to call in the radio. Those who want to call, if you want to call the radio, the number to call is 1-347-237-4270. If you are calling me on the cell phone and you want to find out about the radio discussion, the number to call 1-347-237-4270. Thank you, Mrs. Banda. Let's go ahead. British Columbia, Mr. Lukuku, good evening. Good afternoon for you.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning to everybody that's listening. This is Whitney Lukuku in BC, British Columbia, Canada, up north in Terrace. Indeed, I'm very much interested in what we are going to discuss. Thank you.
Okay, and your part and parcel of... The minutes here, okay. I don't know what happened to our system. It's only giving us 1 hour, so we'll go very, very quickly. 587, this is in my neighborhood, last four numbers, 7970, good evening.
Thank you very much. My name is Derek Chansa.
Derek Chimanga in Calgary. Thank you for joining us, Derek. Okay. Okay, our switchboard is really lightening up. This is a good sign. 403-8552, good evening. This is Stu Calgary.
Good afternoon, Stanley.
Okay, Brother Stanley, welcome. Okay, we just want to find out everyone is in here. 306, last four numbers, 8276. 8276, good evening.
Good evening. This is Patrick Moleki from Saskatoon. Good evening, everybody, or good morning, or good night.
Saskatoon, good to have you in the house.
Thank you very much.
I didn't have any contact information for Saskatoon, who to call, but we are glad you have joined us. Okay, so far all the provinces, or most of the provinces where you expect Zambians are doing good. Let's find out. We are back in Ottawa, 613, last four numbers, 4313. 4313, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Joseph Daka in Ottawa.
Joseph
Daka.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Badaka. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
okay.
You're welcome.
613, again, 613, last four numbers, 4349. Good evening. Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Yes, I was on the call.
It's Ngoza.
Bangoza, welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio Special Conference. I'm still getting phone calls on my cell phone, and I'm sure people are trying to make a call. If you want to call the radio, the number to call is 1-347-237-4270. The number to call is 347-237-4270. Please call that number. I may not be able to take your cell, but I'm sure you can hear me. Thank you. Okay, Ottawa again. I hope, Whitney, you are getting those numbers as quickly as we are going. 613, last four numbers, 4869. 4869, good evening.
Hello, good evening. This is Namakao Wakatama.
Namakao Wakatama. You are in Ottawa as well?
I'm in Ottawa too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I have a Skype number here. I believe this is my brother, Victor Mutambo. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Charlie. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for calling. And then we have one number from United States. Dr. Musanje, welcome.
Thank you. I would like to observe what you do in Canada.
We don't play here. We don't play. Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Since we don't have a lot of time, and again, those who are calling us want to call the radio, want to participate, the number again is 1-347-237-4270. Thank you so much for everyone for calling in. We are going to be very, very quick because our time on the system is safe. We only have 40 minutes to go. But we'll cover. We'll make sure we cover what we have to cover. So to open our discussion is Mrs. Banda. She's going to have those who are calling in late didn't hear what she had to say, but we'd like her to just give us a brief open remark, and then from there we'll go to our next item on the radio. Now, since a lot of people have called in, if we leave all the mics open, it may be good, but it may be bad at the same time. You are making, if there is any noise which is being made in the background, then it disturbs the radio. So I'm going to close all the mics, but if you want to say anything, just press 1 on your phone. It's going to indicate to me that you have something to say. I don't have help to give me who is who, so I'll just lock some of the phones and then press 1 when you want to say something.
And if they can repeat the first, please.
If they can repeat.
Yeah, when they say something, for the first time they say their phone number. I missed some of them.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you. So, Mrs. Banda, over to you. Just give us something nice and brief to welcome members of the diaspora who live in Canada. We have not had any chance to introduce you to our community or ourselves to introduce to you. So, Mrs. Banda, all yours, 2-3 minutes just to welcome you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Charlie. Once again, I'm grateful and thank everybody for finding the time to participate in this discussion tonight. The mission, the High Commission of Zambia, is involved in the discussions because the Minister of Foreign Affairs, through the Permanent Secretary, Ambassador Chalwe Lombe, has asked us to facilitate the process of this discussion. And once again, I'll say to everybody listening is that we're here to listen to your submissions, and the ball is in your court, and we're open to anything that you have to say, and we will then forward what we've discussed today to our headquarters. So I think we can proceed by beginning with the agenda, and I will pass on the discussion to our coordinator, Bachali, who is going to take it from here. Thank you, Bachali. Please take it from here.
Okay, thank you so much. So you heard that is the introduction. We are being asked as members of the diaspora, and some of you have already heard in Zambia they are trying to make a diaspora policy. We are kind of behind a lot of countries in Africa and around the world. We have about 20 countries already. They have ministries just responsible to the diaspora needs, and we are behind. So we are trying to just catch up. So the ministry has asked for an input to come from us, and we want to give them and say, okay, these are some of the things we need. We also want to know, I think we can guess as well, what government wants from us. So this is going to be a give and take situation where we give and they take, and also they should give up something. What do we want them to give up? This is what we are going to be discussing this evening. Valukuku will take the notes and the minutes. And in this meeting, we are going to ask either for one individual or two more individuals who want to contribute to this process. After the discussion, the minutes, and everything which has been given to us, we are going to put together a document which we are going to circulate again to say this is the document which we came up with from Canada. And we shall forward that document to Lusaka. Today we are also going to discuss the need for us to send someone to go to Zambia. Some of these, when we are just written as a document, we don't know. We trust governments. They are going to read through it. But we want presentation. We want emotion to be attached to it. What were we thinking when we were writing what we wrote down? So that is one thing why it is extremely important that we find a solution this evening. If we can find people who can go to Zambia and ways they can go, that will be very, very helpful. So let me see if there is a... since we don't have time, I sent the draft to everyone, some of the things we are looking at. So if you have one thing which requires explaining or something you want to add on to this, please press 1, and I'll call on you, okay? I'll call on you, and you are going to express yourself. Press 1 and express yourself. This is what I need. I'll begin the ball rolling. I think the thing we are all interested in, first and foremost, the mother of all things, is a dual citizenship. There is no disagreement on there about a dual citizenship. But why is government interested all of a sudden to give us dual citizenship? There is something that they are looking for. And why do we want it? There is probably something. So we are going to put some Valukuku in British Columbia is proposing we should have diaspora volunteer consulates. Balukuku, please, I'll give you a minute or so just to talk about this.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, volunteer consulate, so honorary consulate, voluntary, and the person that is a consul doesn't get paid, but is known in the community and is advocating for the sending country. I would just point out the benefits that I think we would accrue from this. I have seven of them. It would act as a resource center and the first point of contact to facilitate tourism, trade, investment, and goodwill between Zambia and Canada. Two, operate in keeping with the Zambia's guidelines for Zambian missions abroad. Three, operate in tandem with the Zambian High Commission to Canada's mandate and maintain a close working relationship. Four, harness the expertise of Zambians in Canada to address, tackle, resolve, or solve issues and problems confronting Zambia. Five, provide an office space for Zambian associations to keep in touch with their members and to work together to assist the honorary consul or volunteer consul in carrying out their duties. Six,
okay.
Advocate Zambian citizens located in Canada. Seven, be a vehicle to promote Zambian artists and musicians and cultural performers to Canada. We could undoubtedly add some more, but those are the seven ones that I came up with. So, indeed, we should think. I have an extended version of this, which I sent to some
okay.
people, but, yeah. But
okay.
that's just,
so,
the, you know, action to it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, the Ghanaians and the Kenyans, they do have the volunteer consulates. As Varukuku has said, the volunteer consulates, we have our members of the High Commission in Ottawa who are on a very, very strict budget, let's say. It's not a secret, on a very strict budget. And we have members of the diaspora here in the West Coast, in Calgary. We are meeting different people. How do we connect these people to the embassy? In brief, this is what the diaspora volunteer consulate will do. We are going to make that submission in totality. I got also a submission from my sister Seneca in I think she's in Ottawa somewhere there. Diaspora initiated investments, profit sharing with the rural Zambia. In this item, Ms. Seneca, she's saying, if the diaspora initiate an investment, either a company go there, but this company will be based in Lukulu, there should be a requirement in the diaspora policy which says a part of the profit will remain in Lukulu and not go to Lusaka. That we are going to be talking about that. I'm still waiting for more people to press on if you have something to add on. Right now, we all remit money to go to Zambia. We don't know how much that money is. I may know what I'm sending, but we don't know how much money together we go. Is there a reporting system we can all begin to find out what we have and what we are remitting? So the diaspora will be part of the policy. We would want a very strict adherence to the reporting requirement of the remittances. Let me go to the phones and see my good friends here. I have Robert. Robert is in California. Robert, good evening.
Good evening and good afternoon to you and everybody else on the call, and special greetings to our shared affair at the Zambia High Commission in Canada.
Thank you so much.
Greetings.
You are welcome. Yes, thank you. You are welcome, Robert. As we go, if you have something to contribute or to add on, please let me know, and I'll bring you on live. Okay?
I will. Thank
so
you.
We'll continue. You're welcome. We'll continue with what we are putting down. If we need clarification, we need a discussion, please press one, and then we'll continue. The Diaspora Embassy Communication. Okay, so someone wants to say something here. You are on Skype. Mtambo, you dropped, but I don't know if this is Mtambo. Mtambo?
Yes,
okay,
it's
good.
Me. I dropped, and then I had to get back. I don't know if this is the right time to jump in, but I...
I just wanted to mention the fact that on the issue of dual citizenship, I know that there's an example being drawn from countries that have successfully implemented a diaspora policy, namely Ghana and Kenya, and whether there are any specific elements of those policies that we want to adopt, or is there a way to is there going to be a platform to share some of the experiences that they've had? And countries are being examples that we can look to as we work through this process. So it may be a good starting point to see what they have and what they have learned, so that as we go ahead with this, we don't go through some of the pitfalls that they went through, and maybe we can actually accelerate and you know, reach a point where we can proudly say that we are reaping the benefits of this undertaking as much as they're doing.
Okay. Well said, Mtambo. Well said. And that's why before the show, Valukuku and I were discussing, maybe 1 hour is not going to do us a lot of service tonight, but if we can find a core group that's to begin, a few people, five or so, those who will be willing to be part of the process, I'll say, okay, I want to be part of this process. Then we can begin to iron some of those things. What are the experiences our friends have gone through, which we shouldn't go through? I sent, except from our friends in the United States, Robert and them, I sent a framework which we are looking at. I'll email it to you. 587, Derek, please come in.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank everybody else who has taken his time off to participate in this program. So my kind of point where I want to come in is on the dual citizenship and what I think is very necessary for now and also for the future generations that are coming in. Because there's been some people who have, some of us have left the country for some time, and we're having children here. And the children, they know that they are Zambians, and we have visited with them. So I feel it's very important that we get the first things done first, like guaranteeing, like, us Zambians who are outside, they are not perceived as enemies, but as partners, and as, by all accounts, like, as Zambians, we have unfettered rights to do whatever investments want to do and participate in ongoing for the future of the country as well. Not where we are being perceived as enemies, as foreigners, as people who are kind of waiting to destroy the country. That perception is not very good now and also for the future generation, in the sense that if we are willing to come up with a big business venture, and we're going to invest our lifetime, probably our life savings and all that kind of thing, in a place where we're perceived not as 100% stakeholders. That throws everything from the business perspective, not a very wise move. If you want to invest your life savings in a place where you have restricted rights, or you don't have unfettered access to whatever you want to do with the resources, it's going to be very, very difficult to kind of pull in 100% and work for this place. So that's not going to be very, very well from business perspective in terms of long-term investment. You have to invest in a country where you're secured, where you have rights to secure any recourse you want to take against your business investments, which can have long-term effects. And also for the younger generations who are coming, these are young people who are, we tell them they are Zambians, but if they grow up and they are perceived as foreigners, they will definitely not give their best to the country. They are losing talents. These people, young people, can become anything. They are potentially scientists. We have friends who are scientists as well. Some of them are good researchers, good managers, all talents of walks of life. So if Zambia is not going to put a path where they can tap into these resources that are outside, we are not going to be very competitive. Even in sport, we have other these countries like French national, Western countries. Look at their sport. Most of them were not even born in there, but because they have that, there is that path, right? If you are born elsewhere, as long as you have inheritance to be a Zambian, you are coded as a partner, not as a threat. So that is very important. Even as we go forward, if we are going to be perceived by politicians as enemies, it's going to be very difficult for us to invest our lifetime, resources and experience and all things in a place where we're not considered as partners. So it's very, very important. Not all of us are looking for jobs.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
We're not going to probably... this is the first time, ladies and gentlemen, we see government extend a hand of friendship. They want to hear from us, and I think we are going to take it is for a good reason, and we should take it that way. And your concerns, Vachimanga, are well taken. So we are talking about communication between now within us and the embassy, within us and government. There is a lot of mistrust between us, probably, and the embassy. Embassy and us, between us and our friends in Zambia, we know that. And Zambia and this way and vice versa, there is a lot of mistrust. But we see that it is all because of a lack of communication. We have not communicated well. I can tell you the last 2 weeks I've been communicating with the embassy. They have nothing else to say rather than gratitude. So as we develop communication, as we begin to develop strong ties with Zambia, a lot of mistrust we see, hopefully, I think, will go away. Thank you for that, Derek. I hope you can put up something in written and forward it to us, and we are going to put it together as part of our presentation. 613 in Ottawa, 4869. Really what we want you to put some bread, not only on dual citizenship, there is a lot of things we can do in trade, we can do in investments, we can do a lot of things. So 613, last four numbers, 4869. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Namakawa. I just wanted to contribute as well to the education support initiative.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I think that's a big area that we need to invest in and educate our young people, and that's where the dual citizenship is very important for some of us that are abroad. Even though we are here, we came here to live better, but also to invest in our roots. There's no way that you can leave your motherland, go to another country, and forget where you come from. I am where I am because of Zambia. So with me, I'm in education, and if I had an opportunity to have dual citizenship, then I would feel that my investment here, contributing to especially the education sector in Zambia, would be very positive and would make sense for me. So I became a Canadian citizen last year. But it wasn't that I was happy to do that. It's because it opens up more opportunities for me as well. I've been welcomed here very nicely. But life here allows me to also contribute to my motherland. So we shouldn't be treated as enemies. We should be treated as people they can benefit from us, use us as resources. We gain skills here that we could share in Zambia to promote especially the education sector. So that's just my comment, and I would definitely encourage other Zambians to give feedback to Mrs. Banda so that this document is valuable and they can see the importanceness of dual citizenship. Thank you.
Okay. I can say hallelujah to that, Banamakao.
Amen.
I like it. Thank you, my sister. Please, if you saw my email, forward just a small write-up, Banamakao, to what you have said. and it is going to be included in overall submission we are going to make to the mission. We want to make their work much, much easier and not overload them with some more things. So Rukuku and I have volunteered to put together our submission. So please, Ramakao, if you have my email, you received one from me, please go forward. And yes, please. Thank you so much. 613-613-4349. You are looking at the framework. Please go ahead and give us your input.
Okay, it's Ngoza. I'm from Ottawa. By the way, I'm going to be devil's advocate. In the first place, I do not like the word diaspora because as I look at it, I'm a Zambian through and through who had made a choice to come abroad to better herself. So I would rather be called a Zambian coming from abroad rather than the word diaspora. To me, it brings about the dualism, the binary thinking that, you know, oh, those are us and those are them.
Okay.
And to me, I do not want that term because it really brings about different connotations. I did not get displaced from Zambia, but I made a choice. And a lot of us here made a choice to come to Canada to better our lives, whether it's for better education, whether it's for our families. We came for different views, but a lot of us, we know that we were not dispersed. So I do not like using the term diaspora. I would rather say Zambian who is abroad and wants to go back home. I would rather have a Zambian living abroad. That's the terminology I would like to use, because if we continue using this diasporic language to mean as if there are some people who are categorized different from us. And when you look at it, it actually strengthens the resolve of those people who think that when these Zambians who have been abroad for so long, and if they come, it is like they are them and we are us. And I don't like that language. And then secondly, there was somebody who talked about dual citizenship. Of course, when we talk about us Zambians going back, a lot of us have invested in the countries that are our host countries, and definitely we want to continue being of service to the countries where we are hosted. At the same time, we want to continue to be relevant to our countries. So dual citizenship should be on the table and should not even be something that we're supposed to argue about. A lot of us in the past years, we've talked, discussed concerning dual citizenship. I have to be frank with all of you. You know that the Zambian passport does not take you anywhere, but the Canadian passport will take you a lot of places. So you just do have to do the math. Here you are. Dual citizenship is going to galvanize a lot of Zambians to think, to say, okay, since I have dual citizenship, I can well represent my country wherever I go. Because here you are, you can do something in your host country, at the same time freely go to Zambia. Because we know that even from the research that has been done in where it is happening in other countries, there are a lot of advantages of being a dual citizen. Because most of the times when you are not, if Zambia does not come on board to regard us as part of as Zambians, Zambia is losing a lot. Because a lot of us are not going back because we know that once we go back there, we are going to be regarded as, oh, those who went abroad. We don't want that. I want when I go back to Zambia, I'll be looked at as somebody who is a citizen and a citizen who is able to contribute, whether it's in education, whether it's in business, whether in trade, whether investment opportunities. I should all be able to contribute freely as a citizen of Zambia, not as a second class. And then with regard to volunteer consulate, I disagree. In Canada, we do not have the sheer numbers of Zambians that we should have diaspora volunteer consulates. What we have at the moment is okay. It's only that. At the moment, the consulates are not charged very well, are not armed with what they're supposed to be doing. Because as somebody rightly pointed out, there has been that mistrust, there has been that distrust. A lot of Zambians who come to work in foreign services, they don't look as Zambians and part of Zambians who have immigrated to various countries as Zambians. They're only supposed to be doing what they are supposed to be doing in the diplomatic service, but not catering to what Zambians who are supposed to be Zambians to be catered for. We don't do that. It's because of our system. It's about time we stopped and we started to enable the Zambians that have settled in different countries so that they feel that they could be able to engage with the diplomatic diplomats. Most of the times, the diplomats don't engage with Zambians because of just that veiled mistrust, veiled whatever that is. And most of the time...
Okay, let's allow... Bangosa, thank you, and good having you again. It's been a while since you were you joined us, Zambia Block Talk Radio. But thank you for your submission. And again, this is why we can put a lot of blame on the consulate or the Zambian government. But let's look at the current system itself. Does not provide that kind of communication. So let's start to streamline, put the system together in place. How does the people in Calgary find those who want to do trade in Zambia, how do they make them communicate with our friends in Ottawa?
Ottawa has to be mined with that.
Okay.
Because you can't have, you know, we don't have the sheer numbers. It's not like the United States or UK. We don't have sheer numbers. The embassy here, the High Commissioner here can be manned.
Yeah, Ms. Ngoza, we may not have numbers, and I'm not insisting on this one. That's why we are bringing it on the forum. We need all to put the pros and the cons, and then we find nothing. I think which is being brought on the table should be kicked away. But you are very right. Let's see how many numbers are hiding in Edmonton, where I am here. How many numbers in Saskatoon? How many numbers are hiding in Calgary? We don't know because we don't have a system which works. So putting up something, a framework, I think it will bring out a lot of people we never knew were here. Right now, we only hear when someone has died in Kansas. That's when we say, oh, there's a Zambian in Kansas. After they are dead. But now this program we are trying to put together, Bangosa, let's give it a chance.
But not the volunteer consulates everywhere.
Again?
I'm talking about Canada.
No, no, no. The thing we are bringing on the table, Bangosa, it is for discussion and not for us to yes this, no this. It is for discussion. Okay, let me go to the next one. Next one is 819. Last two numbers, 1220. 819, last four numbers, 1220. Good. Let me open it. Sorry. Good evening. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead? Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Repeat your name and...
Yes. So my name is Christian. Kasungu is my last name. And it's good to have heard a few of the people air their thoughts, and I also for actually me getting a chance to share my thoughts. First, I just have a few points here. I thought I'd just share with the conversation the people on the call. One thing for sure, I'd like to say thank you to the. To this opportunity, the opportunity actually came about that we're able to have a conversation on this very important topic, and also on a number of other topics and points that we'd like to come to be tackled. So I think it's a very important step forward, and I'd like to thank the embassy for having this initiative. It's pretty good, and I hope I will continue doing the same. Going forward, because yes, communication hasn't been the biggest thing going on for a lot of people outside of Zambia, with Zambia as well, and with the officials. So it's great. It's a great step. Having said that, I know. I think with the nature of the call will bring about a lot of energy and emotions and suggestions and points of view that have never been aired before. Like, some of the points that have been brought about by previous speakers on the call right now, I have thought myself as well, the communication, the mistrust between people back in Zambia and us here in outside of Zambia. and a little bit of that, misunderstanding. All those points that have been brushed up, I would have wanted to hear those as well, but I think I won't take the time because, yes, we're just bringing up issues that need to be looked at. So I think that's good. On the dual citizenship, for me, myself, life happens a lot and you get too busy. You don't even really understand what you're supposed to be looking at for the points of that you need to bring about. And, in my case, I'm not so certain exactly what I'm supposed to be looking to consider dual citizenship. And by that, I mean, it's almost like a no-brainer. I'm a Zambian. I was born in Zambia. I never even thought of leaving Zambia. Then I decided, and then I found myself coming to Canada. And here I am. I've got two kids in Canada and Gatineau, and they think they're Zambians. I know I tell them every time that they're Zambians, who they are. I don't even make that, I don't even question that, and I don't want them to question that. I just want them to know that they're also Zambians, So dual citizenship is a no-brainer and without question. The only question, I think, is the details of how is it going to be best implemented.
Yes.
And
yes.
How can we make it the best
yeah.
Jewish citizenship program around in the world. That's the only thing I think about. And, with that, there's so many things that might come up the politics that can come up between how it's going to be arranged.
Well said, my brother. Well said. And I think the email I sent with the bullets there, please, Nabangoza, let's fill them in and send them back to us. You don't have to go in details. Just say something in those boxes. Send them back, and then together we'll be able to come up with something concrete. I don't know if my brother Christian, did you receive my email as well?
No, I did. So I can put in some of my points and my thoughts in those
yes,
spaces.
Yes, please. Go in there on the right-hand side, fill it in, and together we can discuss, we can put together a solid document, okay?
Right.
We don't want to be called
okay.
diaspora. We want to be called from Zambians living abroad. I like that. So let me go to the next one. Unfortunately, I've just found out why they only gave us 1 hour. I'd booked for 2 hours. But beginning 15 minutes from now is prime time. So I was supposed to pay for it. I didn't know Block Talk Radio has just told me that. So our program will be ending very, very soon. Let me allow one more person, but there's one question we really need to discuss in the next 10 minutes, sending a representation to go to Zambia. We need to talk about that. 306, that's our phone numbers, 8276. Good evening.
Hello, good evening. This is Patrick Moleki again from Saskatoon. Yeah,
okay.
And I want to belabor the point very much. Thanks very much to everybody who is on this conference. The issue of the Zambian, dual citizenship, I think we are basically preaching to the choir here. For most of us who have lived the outside Zambia for a long time, we really would have loved to have that dual citizenship. A lot of people have already mentioned actually why. Now, at the moment, in terms of opening this so-called consulate outside, I think I concur with the lady from Ottawa who said that there's no point. The High Commission itself should have been able to do that had we been given the right to be called Zambians the moment you have moved out or the moment you have acquired another citizenship. By so doing, they would have an accurate registry of all Zambians who live outside. At the moment, all they are doing is you only contact them if you want to renew your passport or if you have a foreign passport, only when you want a visa. Now, that's not the way of dealing with your national. So should we have had the right to be Zambians, continue to have the right to be Zambians as we have already, that should not have a problem. They would know every Zambian who lives anywhere in Canada, and they would actually know in terms of following how much money we are sending. They would have known that. Now, the other part that I wanted to talk about was this issue of dual citizenship. For some of us, for most of the people that I know that are trying to do business in Zambia, you are better off if you are going to incorporate a company. But how do you incorporate a company? Are you incorporating a company as a Canadian or as a Zambian? There are a lot of advantages for you to incorporate a company as a Zambian. So we really do need to have that. That's going to be a platform. So those are my 2 points that I wanted to add, as I know we are running out of time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, my brother. You also received my email, did you?
Probably I did. I got a forwarded from somebody else, but I have your numbers and I can contact you.
Yeah, please. Please do. And I will give you that form. What you have submitted should be written down. And again, gentlemen, this is why we are saying we need something, a framework, which is going to begin to guide us. It is to tackle some of the problems we are bringing on the table. Thank you. On the issue of representation. Okay, one more number which has come here. I don't know, we've run out of time, but we don't know what we're going to do. Edmondson, please come in.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Who's on the call, please?
I'm calling from Edmondson.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very good discussion that has been brought about. The gentleman that has just finished contributing has said the embassy should have known where we are and something like that. All I want to say is it's upon us, Zambian citizens who are in Canada, to make it a point that the embassy knows where we are. I have been talking to one of the Zambians there at the... He's their first secretary. And all he told me is there are not many Zambians that call in to just register their presence in Zambia. And it only takes us to just call in and find out how they are doing and then knowing how we are here. And I think that will help the Zambian embassy, the Zambian embassy in Ottawa to know where we are and what we are doing. So the onus is upon us and not on the embassy to find out where we are. That's all I wanted to contribute. Thank you.
Okay. Again, this is why we are saying we need to do what we are doing. It will answer, it will put some solutions, a lot of solutions on the table, which will help us, the way we communicate, the way we do things. Currently, we don't have anything to go by. And therefore, the embassy... sometimes may be busy. Oh, they just don't know where the Zambians are. We don't even know who is there. Each time we call there, we only call when there is a problem. But we want to put something on the table. What is going to motivate Zambians to want to be part of the embassy? What is going to motivate the embassy to be part of us here in Western Canada? That's what we are trying to put on the table. Now, we are running out of time. So, to discuss the issue of presentation, I don't know, Balukuku, whether we should do it by email or we are going to do. We are going to need some of Vangoza, the emotions we are bringing again to the table. If we wrote them just down and send it as a policy to Zambia, it may not send the same vigor it has if we are present ourselves. That's number one. Number two, how do they even make a policy back home without the people it affects the most, who is the Zambians in diaspora? Why would we allow us a policy to be made when in our absence? Now, based on that, we are going to need to find a way of resolving that. Unite. Robert, say something.
at the dying few minutes. There were 2 points I wanted to make, specifically in the area of trade and remittances. I thought maybe to consider including in the paper is the ability for Zambians in the diaspora to remit money into or transfer money into a state-owned bank, say like Zanaco, and their accounts that are owned by the diaspora be free of any fees. So what that would basically do is it would encourage Zambians to send money back into a Zambian account without any fees attached to it. But as you know, you're starting to see a lot of, you know, it's still quite costly using people like Western Union. With regard to trade, as you know, that has been an area of focus for some time. And just so, in the interest of full disclosure, this time last year, I was appointed as honorary counsel, so a volunteer counsel for the state of California. The reason that the main value they saw in that was not so much activities with the diaspora, that is part of my responsibility, but they said my area of focus was to facilitate trade and investment into the country. So there are a number of reasons why the government decided to make a decision like that, but in my case specifically, was to facilitate trade and investment. Now, with regards to trade, you know, ZDA has incentives for those big companies that come in. Maybe something to include in that paper is diaspora, any company that has got a minimum of 25% ownership of a member of the diaspora should also be entitled to some of the incentives that international corporations come in with. That way, we'll be incentivized to put our money into companies that are growing there. CEEC has a lot of good companies that are up-and-coming starters. They need infusion, capital infusion. And our money here is cheap. But if the government incentivizes us by giving us, you know, tax holidays on our businesses, I think we'll start to see more money come in. That was my only point.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. Actually, one of the proposals in the diaspora a policy framework we have here, you want to know, Robert, we have a diaspora 5-year renewable tax exemption. So if we don't know, we just want to throw it there, but the way you outline it, it is making a lot of sense. Now, if every Zambian is accorded a chance, if you bring in stuff here, you have a tax exemption, like a foreign companies come 5 years. These are some of the things we are thinking will bring us even closer to our own government, to our own mission. As it is right now, we don't have probably anything which brings us. Bamusha, let me hear from you as we close. We have only about 4 minutes. Yeah, and Varukuku will say something before Mrs. Banda closes. We are going to agree in the emails how we are going to be part of this. Please just forward your email back to me and send your phone number in it, and then I will give you a call, one-on-one, we talk. One-on-one if you want to be part of this, what you want to do to formulate this. We have until Monday next week to send the documents to Lusaka, so we don't have a lot of time. Amusha, please come in. Okay. Sorry. I think this is Amusha, you can speak now.
Oh, okay. Am I on now?
You are on now, yes. You have only 1 minute.
I think it's very clear. Zambians need a dual nationality. Let's go for it. On the consulates, let's let the politicians make a decision. A decision, because regardless of how much we want these consulates, if President Lungu says no to them, it's very difficult to have them implemented. The other thing is, we people in the diaspora should also want to go back to Zambia, not only as Zambians, but even as foreigners, because it is foreigners that have got the tax breaks, which means you as a Zambian who is a Canadian goes to Zambia, you are likely to receive those tax breaks. And then let's work together with the embassy. I think this is a good way to reach out to us. Let's reach out to them and let's work together.
Okay, well said. But again, Musha, this is in one of them, and this is why we are suggesting, as the members of the Zambians living abroad, we can put that as one of our incentives. Give us tax breaks. Give us a tax break. And it will...
Tax breaks. The problem with tax breaks is we are appearing like the very arrogant foreigners who come to invest in Zambia. Are we listening to ourselves? We are telling the Zambian government, give us the tax break, these foreign companies are using to exploit Zambia. That's not a fair deal. Okay. If we want to go and help Zambia, let's just go and help, you know, without insisting on $1,000 hotel rooms to run Zambia Railways.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please write back. If I wrote an email, you received it. Just send me a small note with your phone number, and I'll give you a call throughout the week, and we are going to discuss a lot of these things. Mrs. Banda, we've run out of time. Please go ahead and just give us 30 minutes. Thank you, and we shall be talking.
Oh, thank you very much, Charlie, and all the concerns that have been discussed are well taken. I would like to just go back to one of the important points that you spoke about is communication. And without communication, I don't think we can resolve anything. And I think the mindset of being positive is important. And, you know, we're trying to learn from each other here and see the best way forward for all Zambians, because at the end of the day, our objective and priority for us is the betterment of the livelihoods of all Zambians at home and abroad. And Zambia is a young nation. So we need to work together, put our minds together with all the knowledge and the skills and all the intelligent things that have been said this evening. We're amazing. We're amazing as Zambians. So you see what we can do when we put our heads together when we talk. And for other Zambians that haven't had an opportunity to know about this, so I urge everybody who participated and knows about what's going on to reach out to everybody out there, and we continue this. Probably when we have more time, we can touch on the other points that we missed out this evening due to lack of time. And a special thank you to you, Charlie, for everything that you've done and coordinating this and in such a short period of time. Thank you so much. And good evening and good night and good afternoon to all my fellow Zambians out there. Thank you. We're here for you at the High Commission. Please feel welcome to come and see us anytime. Thank you.
You're okay. We're on our way.
Thank you so much. Okay. We're on our way, says Valukuku.
You'll find
us. Hello.
We're here.
Yeah, I hope you have Unshima. So thank you so much, everyone. And again, write a small email. Those who are going to fill in into those blanks, you are really going to help us put together a document. We don't have time, so by Friday, Barukuku and I need to write back to the embassy to submit a document. So please write to us a short line, Brother Robert, your submission, just a short line, and we can be included in the discussion. Have a good week for those who have to go to work. And we'll talk soon. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, thank you.
Oh, baby. Petals from the morning bloom. Your laughter a joy to remember. Heaven has left me with you. The very day you came to me, my whole life became brand new. Because of you. Oh baby, oh baby, I see me in your eyes. Oh baby, oh baby, I see love in your smile. Burn out.